This is the Ladies in Business podcast, where we interview ladies in all different business positions, hear how they got to where they are today, and share their success secrets with you. This podcast is about sharing the knowledge around to inspire, support, and help other ladies in business to thrive and grow in any business. A massive shout out to our sponsors of the Ladies in Business podcast, Townsville's best music, Star 106.3, the leaders in local. Today we chat to Lauren from Now Now Foundry. We are going to hear a bit of a background story, how she got to where she is today, and hear her success secrets. Hi, Lauren.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. So I'm going to start with some rapid fire questions today. So our listeners can get to know you a bit personally first before we get into the nitty gritty. So what is your favorite coffee order?
A long black.
Long black.
Yes. Yep. As long as it's a good barista. Otherwise, then I need a dash of milk.
Excellent. What is your morning routine to set yourself up for the work day?
So this is pretty new, like in the past year or so. And I started it because I needed to wake up before my daughter. Yep. So I wake up at 4:45 in the morning.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Get myself a coffee.
Yep.
Long black. And I start writing. I do morning pages, so I do three full A4 pages of just writing.
Yeah.
And usually it's just basically whatever is in my head at the moment, which is usually a to-do list of all the things that I need to get done or things that might be bothering me or, just things that I've been thinking about or have woken up at 3 o'clock in the morning going, oh, I need to do that.
Yeah.
So, and it just really sets up my day for me, and I've got that already done and I'm good to go. And then I usually do a meditation.
Yep.
It usually depends if my daughter has woken up yet or not. And then I'll do some sort of physical exercise. So I'll go for a walk or a run or sometimes some yoga. Just depends. But I like to get my body moving in the morning.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
I love that. I love the morning pages. That sounds really therapeutic.
Oh, it's been very helpful.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, that's great. So what was your first job?
My first job was for my dad. Yep. He has a retreading factory. So they basically take tires from cars and earth moving vehicles, repurpose the rubber and make new tires. And so he has a lot of customers. And so when I was in school, he employed me to write all his Christmas cards.
Oh.
He wanted them to be all personalized. So every single one was dear whoever the person was and a personal message to them. So
that's beautiful.
Yeah, that was my first job.
Yeah, I love that. And what is your favorite holiday destination?
My favorite place I think I've ever been to and would love to go visit again would be Lahaina in Hawaii.
Oh.
It's on Maui.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely beautiful.
Wow.
The sunsets, it's breathtaking.
Oh, I love that. I've never been to Hawaii. That would be a pretty cool destination, I reckon. So Lauren, tell us a bit about you and what you do now and how you got from writing Christmas cards at your dad's workshop to who you are today.
Well, so what I do right now, or now, I create products and keepsakes for people, for businesses, for events. I like to take products that are around already, but then try and make them more creative, more fun, more quirky, and a lot more original.
Cool. And what do you do that with?
I have a laser cutter. His name is Lawrence. I didn't give him that name, it actually came that way. So Lauren and Lawrence go together every day. He's a great friend of mine. He's quite quiet when he needs to be and pretty loud.
Yeah.
When he's hard at work.
Yeah, excellent. So he does all laser cutting of all your products, like acrylics and woods, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's really cool. I love that. And so what inspired you to get into doing that?
So I didn't really go straight into laser cutting. It was a very long journey from writing Christmas cards. I, after school, went to uni to a film school where I studied live performance.
Oh, wow.
It was there that I met someone. I was actually taking over his job as the piano player for a musical because he was going to go work on a cruise ship.
Oh.
And I thought, wow. he's working on a cruise ship. That's a cool job. So after I finished uni and I got my degree and I'd just been doing a lot of like performance work,
yep,
I decided that I wanted to go work on a cruise ship.
Who wouldn't?
I thought, why not get paid to go travel?
Yep.
So I put my application in, didn't really hear much, decided to just go travel, see the States and see a few different things. And then when I got back, I got the job and I became part of the cruise director staff, which is basically being the party people. The yep. ones that go out there and be like, come on, everybody, let's do this line dancing class. And so as I'm sure you can hear, I'm from South Africa. So yeah. I was working with all these Americans and they couldn't really understand my accent. So, yes, I got to learn to say things like four and do a lot of adjusting to my accent. And that's where I learned to stilt walk.
Stilt walk, did you say?
Stilt walking.
Yeah, yes. Okay.
So I did that with DreamWorks Productions, yep. and that was a big part of our cruise. Every cruise, we had these parades, and yeah. I had to do stilt walking as part of my job, which I absolutely loved.
That's so cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's not as scary as everyone thinks, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But working on cruise ships is really hard.
Yeah.
I met someone who yeah. is now my husband. He was in the orchestra.
Yep.
So, love boat. It was really hard because we were pretty much ships crossing in the night.
Oh, yeah.
He was working on one ship, I was working on another ship, and I just really couldn't do that anymore.
Yeah.
And someone said to me, hey, we've got another job on the ship, you should go for it. And it was making graphics in Photoshop mostly, for all the different touch screens that the ships have facing, the menus up for every day, all the activities,
yep.
making graphics for the shows that were coming on that night. Yep. And I was like, sure, I can do that. I had no idea how to work Photoshop. I yeah. had no idea about Adobe Creative Suite at all, but I taught myself and oh, wow. I got the job.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. And did that for a few years, and then ships was a great adventure. Yep. And my now husband and I decided that it was time to live on land.
Yeah.
And he is Australian, so we couldn't be in two different countries all the time. So we decided that I would move to Australia.
Yep.
And he was going to join the Australian Army.
Oh, wow, yeah.
As a musician. And yep. so, yeah, 7 years ago, I arrived in Australia with a suitcase.
Yeah.
And he joined the Australian Army, and we eventually got posted to Canberra. And I suppose I felt like I had to prove myself to Australia.
Yep.
Because I had to get my residency, and I needed to show that I wasn't here just another person who's not going to work or
yeah.
not going to do anything, that I needed to do something. And so I thought, well, I need to get a full-time job. And so yep. I worked in admin and did that for a few years until we got posted to Townsville.
Yep.
And that was in 2020. And I was very lucky that I was allowed to keep my job in admin.
Yeah.
And just did it remotely. And that wasn't a thing in the beginning of 2020. No, I was just very lucky
yeah.
that my boss was like, yeah, sure, just do it from home. You'll be fine. Yeah. And it was good. And I'm really grateful because it really got us through COVID.
Yeah.
And I just knew in the back of my head that there was something more. There was yeah. something more that I wanted, and I didn't want to keep working for someone.
Yeah.
And so in 2021, I decided that I do enjoy personalized cards. And I like giving them to people.
Huge on a full circle here.
It really has been. And I've just decided that I wanted to make things for people that would make them happy, would make them smile, that they could display in their home and maybe give to their children one day, and that they got a personalized message in the box as well. Yeah. So yeah, I decided now is going to be my business, and Lawrence had to come along for the ride. And yeah, it's been a whirlwind since, but I've loved nearly every minute of it.
I love that. That's amazing. That's such a good story. And I love that you used to work on cruise ships and do stilt walking, which yes. I know that you still enjoy doing that at time to time.
Yes, I do. yes, it is my side hustle.
Yeah.
I do enjoy going around the streets in my stilts. Yes. Oh, and I am only 5 foot tall, so yes, that is one of the reasons why I enjoy it.
Oh, that's so good. Thank you. And what inspired you to get into Now Now Foundry? And why do you do what you do, and what keeps you going?
I think what inspired me to go into my own business, first of all, was that I've always just wanted to be able to stand on my own and create something that is just mine, to look at it and be like, wow, I made that. Cool. What else can I do? And I knew that having a husband in defense and being a defense spouse, that I would be moving a lot around the country. And I really hate making resumes and trying to make them look like, you know, to every job, oh yes, I have that skill. Oh yes, I can do that. And having to do that every time. And I was like, man, if we keep moving every 2 or 3 years and I have to keep doing this and keep proving myself every time we move cities, that I'm like, that's not who I am. I want to have something that's mine, and it just goes with me from place to place. And so having a store, and whilst a bricks and mortar would be amazing, having an e-commerce store is pretty awesome. That can go anywhere. And I think what inspires me is that I just keep learning every day, keep like just create. I just love creating. I just like making things, and I just want them to be out there in the world.
Oh, that's good. And I've seen a lot of your stuff, and it's pretty amazing. And yeah, you've really got an eye for it, that's for sure.
Thank you.
So, Lauren, if you had to start again, what would be your best piece of business advice to your younger self that is just starting out?
I think my piece of advice that I would give myself is to tell myself, Lauren, you are not alone. You don't need to do it alone. You don't need to do everything. And you need to get out there and start meeting people. Start meeting like-minded people. Like, make a tribe, a community. And I am so grateful that something in me decided to go out and like put my toe in the water and be like, I need to meet people. And so that's how I found Ladies in Business. And I'm so grateful for that opportunity. And I realized how people were not just there to support me, but also helping me. And I could also help them and support them. And it's just a beautiful community that's been built here. And I just think that Lauren from 2 years ago, she needed to know that she wasn't alone.
I love that. It's so true. We feel so isolated when we do business by ourselves, don't we? And it's just, you really aren't alone. Everyone's going through it together, but in their own separate little house. And we live in our own little bubble sometimes and don't take notice of that. So was there a defining moment in your career which made you change or reconsider or go harder?
I think my defining moment maybe has only happened in the last month or so. I joined the Ladies in Business Mastermind, as you know.
I do.
You invited me, and I was so grateful for that. And it just showed me that I am capable of doing stuff, that I don't need to be so scared. I think I was really terrified of maybe making something work, that maybe it was going to work more than I thought it was going to fail. And just, I think, being focused on what is important and realizing what is not important, what I don't need to focus on, that really helped me. And I don't think there was like one specific moment, but I'm just forever like evolving. And I suppose we all are all the time. But I have noticed a change in myself in the past few weeks. And I mean, I've my confidence has been growing,
yeah.
And so have my sales.
Yeah.
And I'm putting stuff out there that I was really scared to before. So yes, I think the Mastermind has definitely been a part of that journey.
Oh, cool.
A big part.
I'm so glad to hear that. This is our first round of the Mastermind, if you haven't heard of it before, and everyone is just being so incredible and really achieving their goals, and it's so great to see that. And it's been, I'm so proud.
We're smashing it.
Yeah, we're all smashing it. So good. What do you think has been the secret to your success?
I think the secret to my journey towards success has been the people that I've surrounded myself with.
Yeah.
Being around like-minded people who share the same values that I do. And I know it's starting to sound a bit like a stereotype. Everyone keeps saying that, but it's so true. Like really just having the same sort of mindset and determination and knowing that others are there, like, not to push you out the way.
Yeah.
But really just keep you motivated.
Yeah. And it's good to see us all, like, rowing at the same time together. They do say that you are most like the five people that you hang out with.
Yes.
So if you surround yourself with positivity and growth, that's what you're going to get as well.
Yeah. I have an analogy that I'd like to share.
Yes.
This is not my own.
It's okay.
But it's actually from Melissa Ambrosini's book, Comparisonitis, where she explains how there's two different ways to look at competition, but also people around you.
Yeah.
And you could have a pie and everybody takes a piece of it and there's nothing left for you.
Yeah.
But then you could also have a candle and you go into a dark room and there's other people around you and you've got the lit candle and they come to you with their candle and you light their candle for them.
Aww.
And so they have a lit candle. And so you all just keep spreading the light and you make the room lighter. And they're not taking away your candle. They're not making you any less brighter. But you're sharing the light with them and they're sharing their light with you.
Yeah.
And you're all working together. And I just think that's such a beautiful way of looking at life, but also like at business, to know that, the competition. How are they stealing stuff from me? Or are they getting that and I'm not?
Yep.
But to see it as like we're all together in this. We're all learning and that there's enough to go around for everybody.
Yeah, there really is too, isn't there? Like we don't have to be in competition. There is so many people here that want different things, different products, and it doesn't need to be competition. I really love that analogy. That's really beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. So, Lauren, you have given us a huge amount of support today. Can you let us know how we can support you in your business?
Follow me or like my page on Facebook or Instagram. My Facebook page is Now Foundry, one word, and Instagram is now_now_foundry. Or you can visit my website at nownow.com.au. And just if you see me in the street, come and say hello. If you see me on my stilt, come and take a photo with me. Yeah, I just want to meet people. Let me hear your story.
Excellent. Thank you so much. So the links to Lauren's Instagram and Facebook page, as well as her website, are all going to be in our description. So thank you so much, Lauren, for joining us today. It's been a real pleasure chatting with you and getting to know you more. If you enjoyed this episode, we would love if you could leave us a rating and review. This will help other ladies in business know that this is a helpful podcast so we can help support each other and to grow and thrive together. Thank you for listening. We look forward to speaking to you again next week and we look forward to seeing you at one of our events soon. Until then, keep working on achieving your goals and have an amazing rest of the day.